Right, well, I've been asked to talk about the great cloud of witnesses, which was this little part of this verse here. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And I was asked to talk about the people that inspire and encourage us in our race while we're down here. So this verse in Hebrews 12, I think it refers back to what we find in Hebrews 11, which we know is that big long chapter of all those people that did all those amazing things. We call it the faith chapter. All these people that lived by faith, the Noahs and the Moses, Abraham. And these are what the Bible calls the great cloud of witnesses. And I used to wonder what the point of Hebrews 11 was, because it just seemed that it was all these people doing all these amazing things, and there was me who'd done absolutely nothing at all. I've never, you know, you've got Noah who's built himself an ark. I've never built anything at all in my life. And I wonder what the point of it was. But I think the point of it is that these are the people that are cheering us on in our race. These are the people that are encouraging us. And we can look at their lives and we can look at what they've done and we can use them to inspire us. You know, maybe it's difficult perhaps to imagine them encouraging us. Maybe it's difficult to imagine Noah with some pom-poms encouraging us in our race. But that's how it is. This is the chapter that is the people in it encouraging us in our race down here. These are the people that have been there and they've done it and they've got the t-shirt, because actually things haven't really changed very much. The same problems that they face are the same problems that we face today. The same things that they go through are the same things that we go through. And I think we spoke about it earlier, I think it's so important in your Christian pathway to have people that encourage you and to be an encouragement for other people. Some of you might know Steph and Val decided a few months ago to go to an exercise class. And me and Craig had a bet that it wouldn't last the month, basically. Then. And I thought, you know, I was onto a pretty good thing, because Steph's previous forays into the world of exercise have not been particularly successful. She's downloaded a Couch to 5K app, which the couch bit went very well. The 5K bit struggled, so she downloaded another one, Couch to 4K. Still a bit far, Couch to 3K, and it kept going down, Couch to 1K. Ended up being Couch to Kitchen, which seems to work very well for us. But I thought I was onto a really good thing, and me and Craig, if we won this bet, we were allowed to go to their dance group or whatever it was, his exercise group, dressed in whatever we liked, and we could take part in the exercise. But as the months went on, we realised actually they weren't going to give up. And what was different this time, Steph was saying that actually going with somebody else actually made all the difference. Going with the other person and encouraging the other person actually caused both of them to keep going. And I think that's a really important thing in our Christian pathway, that you're not doing this by yourself all the time. You do have lots of other people around you who are running the race now, but you've also got people that have already been there and they've already done it. So I wanted to just pick up two people that have been an inspiration or an encouragement or a witness to me and many, many other people as well. So my first one here is Abraham. I couldn't find a photograph of Abraham. This is and it's easy, I think, to forget that these people in the Bible were actually real people. We read about them and they kind of get stuck on the pages, but actually these were real people. And what I wanted to take from Abraham was this was the man who waited. And I think we as Christians, we spend most of our life waiting. If you're a Christian, I suppose ultimately you're waiting for Jesus to come back. But we also spend so much of our life waiting for things to happen. And when you're waiting, I think that's probably when you need the most encouragement, because waiting is pretty tough. We pick up the story of Abraham when he's about 75 years old, and God promises that one day he's going to have a son, and then that promise doesn't come to fulfillment until Abraham's 100, and those of you with a BTEC in maths will be able to work out how long he had to wait. But it's important to remember that this guy, he had to wait a long time for God's promises to come to pass. And as Christians, perhaps we are waiting for lots of things at the moment. Perhaps we're waiting for direction in our life. Perhaps we're waiting for God to help us with a certain sin. And perhaps the big one is, perhaps we're waiting for God to show us somebody that we're going to spend the rest of our life with. And sometimes we get into the habit of thinking that we can help things along a little bit. That we can move God's timetable forward a little bit by maybe doing something by ourselves in order to affect something so that we can get to where we want to be quicker. And you know, God sometimes said, actually, what I want you to do is just wait. What I want you to do is to just depend completely upon me. What I want you to do is just to have your focus entirely upon me. Because when we try and do things, we mess up really, really quickly and really, really easily. So Abraham here, it says, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. And sometimes we pray about things and they don't work out. And you know, when I was at high school, I remember I was really praying for a girlfriend. You know, with my wonky teeth, pretty much prayer was all I had left. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I waited and I waited, and I found myself in a situation where I'm sure many people have found themselves in exactly the same situation, where I really liked a girl, but she wasn't a Christian. And I thought, right, well, I'm just going to go along with this and see how far it goes, and hopefully God will work something out. And I tried to do things in my own way, and I tried to do things from my own side, when really God was saying it pretty loud and clear, but I was ignoring it. Just wait. Just wait. Because God, it almost becomes a cliche that God's got something planned for you. And we can read that in the Bible, and people say it to you, and it can almost become a cliche, but it is so true. And I wish I could tell you just how true it is that actually God does have something good in store. God does have a plan in store for everybody. I could have picked out Joseph, who is also in Hebrews 11. He was a man who was found literally in a hole at one point in his life. And he was probably wondering what on earth he was doing here. But then he waited and eventually found himself as governor over the whole of Egypt because he waited on God. And I think we need to do the same, that we can't just spend our time down here doing things that we want to do and trying to push things in our timetable. But we need to get inspiration from people like Abraham and people like Joseph who have waited and depended completely upon God. So, my next slide, somebody that's not in the Bible, somebody a bit more modern. Some of you might not have heard of him. This guy is a guy called Brother Young. He's a Chinese missionary who was absolutely consumed with trying to spread the gospel in China. He was beaten, he was put in jail, he had all sorts of horrible things done to him. But what I wanted to talk about Brother Young was he wrote a book, a biography, an autobiography, called The Heavenly Man. And this was the name that he was given by the churches and the people in China, because he was a man that was so focused, not on getting caught up with things down here, but on what was to come and looking forward to what was to come. He was a man who put aside all the things that could have held him back here in order to try and spread the good news of the gospel. He was a man who didn't really care about what happened to him down here. He was just absolutely obsessed with trying to spread the gospel in China. And I think we can get some inspiration from this man as well. This is another guy, that one of the witnesses that surrounds us, that can inspire us and encourage us to do our best and to do our and to run our race while we're down here. You know, it's so easy to get acclimatized to the world down here. It's so easy to get caught up with all the things down here. We have our prayer meetings on a Monday, and after last Monday we were playing a football match afterwards. And I had to really ask myself the question, which one am I most looking forward to? Am I looking forward to the prayer meeting, or am I looking forward to go to play football afterwards. You know, we get really excited if there's an extra long special episode of the Grand Tour or the Bake Off, but if there's an extra long special meeting, we're not so keen. Because we have our priorities kind of, well, I have my priorities so mixed up that I'm so caught up with the things down here that I completely forget that actually there is so much more to be looking at. One of the things that I saw, which I think is quite good to show this is not my idea. I want you to imagine that this piece of string goes on and on forever. Okay? And now I want you to imagine this piece of string is a timeline of your existence. So if you're a Christian, this here is pretty much heaven. It goes on and on and on forever. And this little red bit here is your time on earth. And this is the bit that we get so caught up with. This is the bit that we get so worried about, that we get so concerned about. We get worried about, am I going to have enough money to get married here? Am I going to get the grades to make sure I get a job about here? Am I going to save up enough money to retire about here? And we forget about all of this. And this is what really matters. We are running our race down here, but there is all this as well. We had a preaching on Sunday about, Stevie read about a scripture about the man that is laying up treasure for himself. And we're so like that. We forget completely that actually there is so much else. There is all this to worry about, not this little bit down here. Rather than laying up treasure for yourself, Brother Yan was somebody that realised that actually his citizenship wasn't down here. His citizenship was in heaven. He was completely focused on what was to come. He was completely focused on eternity. And as I said, we get so caught up with this little tiny bit here, and so caught up with the things that weigh us down and the things that keep us from running the race properly, because we forget that there's all this. That there's this that just goes on and on and on and on. This bit, tiny little fraction. But it seems so important to us at the time. And we need to remember that we've got all this to come. Brother Jan, he got imprisoned, as I said, he got beaten. But to him, it really wasn't that important, because he was a person that had his mind set on the things of life, not on the things that are on the earth. And as I said, we get worried, we get caught up, and we get our minds taken off things so, so easily. But I think Brother Young would be somebody perhaps that we could look at and we could get inspiration from his life as somebody that was completely focused on something better that was to come. I could have spoken as well about the bakers from Ireland, the Ashes Bakery people as well. So, somebody that's been an inspiration to many recently, who stood up for what they believed, who stood up against popular opinion, because they weren't interested in their position or their place down here, but they were interested in what the Lord Jesus wanted them to be interested in, and they were interested in their home in heaven rather than their home and their little comfortable safe space for them down here. But we're so, as I say, we get so caught up with that little red bit that we forget all about this great eternity to come. Pretty much that's it. I mean, as we said, running a race is a difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of endurance, it takes a lot of training, and it's very easy to get out of breath, and it's very easy to give up, and it's very easy to think that this is too difficult. But I think the point of this verse, or the bit that I'm talking about, this verse in Hebrews, is that we are supposed to be looking at the people that have gone before, that have done the same things that we've done, that have made the same mistakes that we might make, that we will make, and we can look at those and get inspiration, and they can encourage us in our run and our walk down here. You know, we, as I say, we get out of breath, we get tired. And I think it's perhaps time for me and some of us to actually put those running shoes back on and to look at the goal and to make sure that we are heading in the right direction. And to make sure that we're looking at the Lord Jesus. And we're looking at all these people that are around us that are still running the race. And these people that have gone before. And hear that, all those cheering and that encouragement in our ears as we run our race together. And we're going to make it to the finishing point.